so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Well, of course, that is Asleep the Wheel. Doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And tonight's show is, well, let's have Terry Joyce tell us about that.
A-U-S-T-I-N. Can you guess what makes me grin? It's Austin, Texas, USA. I don't mind telling y'all, they've got my heart, they've got it all in Austin.
Well, that's Terry Joyce, about as tall as a shotgun, but larger than life behind a microphone, as one reviewer noted, and her band, the Tagalongs. And her song about Austin is, I think, a perfect introduction to tonight's show. It's inspired by the large and pretty fabulous book of portraits of Austin musicians called The Sound of Austin from Matthew Sturdivant. Each portrait has a few sentences from the artist about music in Austin, as well as some commentary from Matthew. It's a great book, one I've looked at a whole bunch since Matthew contacted me after hearing the A.V. Bonner show a few weeks back. So tonight's show features songs from Texas musicians who are not quite as well known as, say, Ray Benson of Sleep at the Wheel or Willie Nelson, but still pretty outstanding musicians. And we're going to lead off with an alt-country band adding a little bit of Celtic to their story of being in Ireland for 7 nights. Here's Reckless Kelly and 7 Nights in Erie.
First pub we could stagger to was 12 steps from the plane, a virgin flight to Shannontown the day it didn't rain. The laughing eyes of Ireland, sparkling blue and green, with hair as black as Guinness stout and barely 17. We're back out on the cobblestones, whiskey drunk and high again, liquored up and gearing up for 7 nights in Ireland. The corner booth is waiting for the session to begin. It's quiet as a mother's prayer till we all stumble in. And it's 50 happy voices mixed with whistles made of tin. And a piper man is blowing like the North Atlantic wind. And Erin Island Beauty is sawing on the violin. I wonder will she miss me after 7 nights in Ireland. Run 50 pounds against the odds and came in 6-1. McSwiggin heard the race report, he invited us on in. So we drank Catholic whiskey with all our newfound friends. He raised a glass to all of us, and we all toasted them. Here's to Michael, Tom, and Pat, and 7 nights in Ireland. Kissed all the girls goodbye and gathered in our gear. And when she walked me to the gate, I swear I saw a tear.
But then she looked into my eyes. I knew she felt my pain. And only then I realized we were standing in the rain. So seal our places at the pub, and when the eyes are dry again, we'll come back another day for 7 nights in Ireland.
That was Carrie Rodriguez and Absence. It came from her 2008 album, She Ain't Me, that was re-released in 2016. She's a great fiddle player, as you could tell, and she also plays tenor guitar. She's the daughter of musician David Rodriguez and writer Francis Nail, so her musicianship and writing have pretty good DNA. She's classically trained on the violin, but her teacher at Berkeley eventually helped her get over that wall of being classical only and to learn how to just hang out with a fiddle. She got 7 or 8 solo albums and 5 with Chip Taylor, and she's toured with Lucinda Williams and Alejandro Escovedo and a variety of other folks. Before Carrie, we heard Reckless Kelly, a band that's formed in Idaho and Bend, and then they're out of Austin since, I think, about 1966. The song was Seven Nights in Irie from their Twisted, Wicked Twisted Road that came out in, I think, 2005. They've had various iterations of the band, but this one featured Cody Braun on fiddle and his brother Willie singing, and David Abieta on guitars and Jimmy McFeely on bass, G-Naz on percussion. You listen to songs from artists featured in Matthew Sturdivant's book, The Sound of Austin, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking the songs for you and, well, picking them for me too. Thanks for listening. Next up are a couple songs dealing with kind of different stages of development in people. We're going to lead off with a woman looking to blossom in a variety of ways. Here's Patrice Pike with Woman Waiting.
Heart be still. You've had your fill of lovers who've come and gone. The time is right. I see through the light that blinded me for so long. It's no secret, I kept alive
He was a Oklahoma gypsy shuffler, coming and going, low and high, rock and roll and hayseed hustler, with his honky-tonk wings and his old snake eye, driving down the West Coast highway. Songs out the window was all he had to lose. Cutting heads on the chitlin' circuit, but he couldn't kick the red dirt off of his alligator shoes. He was a Oklahoma gypsy shuffler, coming and going, he ain't never gonna stay. Midnight jiving, red dirt hustler, living that low down old Red River way. And he did it with a Bible, he did it with a gun, trying to get away from the damage that he'd done. He did it with a guitar late into the night, trying to live just like the songs that he would write. Snorting cocaine off a buck knife, 3-2 drinking, playing 4-4 time. He tried his best, but he could never act right, with a honky-tonk angel hanging on every single line. He was a Oklahoma gypsy shuffler, coming and going, low and high, midnight jiving hayseed hustler, with a suitcase full of Dust Bowl lullaby. Did it with a friend of mine, did it on the Texas line, said he wouldn't have it any other way. Turquoise rings on his index fingers, blowing the doors off with his blacks and whites, down the back roads of Muskogee, flipping it to some old hayseed's wife. He was a Oklahoma gypsy shuffler, he's always leaving, he ain't never gonna stay. He tells the truth, but he's a hustler, living that low down Dust Bowl preacher, red dirt jiving, 3-2 drinking, 4-4 timing, rocking and rolling, Indian gambling, old hard traveling, Red River way.
Well, that was Adam Carroll and his song Oklahoma Gypsy Shuffler from his album Live at Flipnotics, released in 2009. Flipnotics was a coffee space cafe on Barton Springs Road, but sadly it is now closed. Adam was born in Tyler in East Texas, but he spent most of his career in Austin, and his songwriting is so respected that some of Austin's leading Americana artists that you've heard numerous times before here on Boogie Back, such as Slade Cleaves and James McMurtry, have made an album, Highway Prayer, a tribute to Adam Carroll, and that album is on the way to Vashon. He's had about a half dozen albums out, many of them produced by Lloyd Maines, and his most recent is with his wife, singer-songwriter Chris Carroll, and it's called Good Farmer, and I can't wait to get a hold of that one. I've heard one or two cuts off of it, and I like it. Before Adam, we heard Patrice Pike and A Woman Waiting to Happen, a song that was written by another Austin artist, Sarah Hickman. And that appears on a tribute album of Sarah's songs, as well as Patrice's own album, The Calling, released in 2013. She grew up in Dallas and went to the Booker T. Washington High School for the performing arts, as did Edie Brickell, Nora Jones, Zach Baird, and Roy Hargrove, who happened to be a classmate of Patrice's at the time. She has got a couple solo albums, as well as a couple with Sister Seven, and her most recent is with Wayne Sutton. It's called Heart is a Compass. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are playing songs from artists featured in Matthew Sturdivant's books, The Sound of Austin. Thanks for listening. Well, thanks to all our supporters, and thanks to you who are, well, members, sustaining members, especially of The Voice of Vashon. Join me at that, if you will. You can just go online to The Voice of Vashon and sign up. We're going to pick it up a little bit from the Oklahoma Gypsy Shuffler, and actually we're going to kick it out. And this is the idea about being inside a rock and roll band. Here we go with Rick Broussard and Step Fast.
Destiny. Don't they know?
Casper Rawls with a song with a great title, Don't They Know Who We Think We Are? That came from his brand new world, his Brave New World album, came out in 2015. Casper was born in Hlotes, home of Floor's Country Store, that's hosted thousands of music shows, and probably most famously, Robert Earl Keane's reunion shows. We played a couple of cuts off of those in the past on this show. Casper worked as a rigger and sound tech for bands like Supertramp, and when Casper played at an after-tour party, the lead singer essentially fired him from his sound tech job and told him, go play some music for the rest of your life, and Casper went ahead and did that. He noted in Matthew's book that on his first week in Austin in 1973, he met a guy from Oak Cliff near Dallas named Stevie, and the second person he met was a stunningly shy and beautiful girl named Farrah. Not bad for a first week. Before Casper, we heard Rick Brossard with Step Fast from his album Two Hoots and a Holler, released in 2005, and that happens to be the name of the band. And playing with him on that record are Casper Rawls, who we just heard, and Eric Hokanen on fiddle, and we played a couple songs by Eric in the last month or so. I can only find two other albums by Two Hoots and a Holler, and the most recent of which came out in 2016. I hope they're still playing down there. They have a lot of fun. Let's hear from one more song related to at least a stereotype of what happens with bands. That is, they're dropping acid all the time. And here is a great cover of a song from back in the psychedelic era called Just Dropped In from someone I would not have expected to cover this song, just by the name of Paula Nelson, Just Dropped In.
Up this morning with the sundown shining in, I found myself in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky, just dropped in the sea. What condition my condition was in?
push my soul into a deep dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I blew my mind. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas when I left the road. I blew out my mind. Laid in miles out of Memphis and I got no space. 8 miles straight up, downtown somewhere. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was. Downtown somewhere, just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, Paula Nelson, and a really great cover of I Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In, written by Houston-born Mickey Newberry and recorded by Jerry Lee Lewis first in 1967. But the first edition with Kenny Rogers on lead vocals made it a hit in 67. And on that version, by the way, Glenn Campbell, for you geeks out there, he played the guitar solo. And although it was really heavily compressed and they added some tremolo, it was still Glenn Campbell. Paula's version was on her 2014 album, Under the Influence, which has got some originals, a few covers, mixes a little pop, a little rock and roll. It's a good album. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, your island connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing songs from Texas musicians portrayed in the book The Sound of Austin by Matthew Sturdivant. Thanks for listening. Well, we're going to downshift again in order to hear two beautiful women with equally beautiful voices and songs. We're going to lead off with Aaron Ivey, joined by Efren Owens on trumpet, and the song Sorrow No More.
My child, it's true what they say about you, must be true what they say about me too. God, it's getting hard to know what truth is. If you forget me in the morning, that's alright, cause I'll forget you too. Are you
was Sahara Smith and Are You Lonely from her Myth of the Heart album, came out in 2010, and in 2011 she won 3 Austin Music Awards. Sahara got her name because her dad hiccuped when saying Sarah as a suggested name for her, and both parties like Sahara, and we haven't asked Sahara whether she likes it or not. Anyway, she began writing poetry when she was just 3 years old. She had a poem published in the second grade, and at age 15 took second place in a Prairie Home Companion's Talent 12 through 20 contest. And Myth of the Heart is the only album she's got out, but from the looks of her Facebook page, she's still making music. Well, I guess we can probably check with her dad, whom we knew in Austin. And when he was up in the Pacific Northwest for a jewelry show a few years back, he and Terry decided to rework Terry's wedding ring, and he did just a great job on that. Before Sarah, we heard Aaron Ivey and Sorrow No More from her Broken Gold album that Texas Music Magazine named one of the 20 albums that define Texas music over the past 20 years. That says a lot. She got about 4 albums out, and I mentioned at the top that she was joined by Ephraim Owens on trumpet, and he too was featured in Matthew's book, The Sound of Austin. He plays primarily jazz, but he also has played with Doyle Bramble II, Jimmy Vaughn, and Erykah Badu, and he played with Patrice Pike, whom we heard earlier in the show. And about 10 years ago, he accompanied Aretha Franklin when she was in Austin. So, Rick Reed, take note of that. You listen to songs inspired by a book of portraits of Texas musicians by Matthew Sturdivant on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, we're going to pick things up again with Malford Milligan using a recognizable beat, at least it is to me, in his song, Shake 'Em On Down.
My little baby, she gon' jump and shout. My little baby, she's gonna let it all hang out. When she comes home in the evening, she makes the look come down. She leaves home in the morning, she got me way, 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 way down. My baby on the ground. My little baby,
When she comes home in the evening, she makes the love come down. She leaves home in the morning, she got me way, 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 way down. A baby on the ground. Shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down. Shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down. Shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down. Shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down, shake 'em on down.
Must be a whirlwind that's living inside you. And I don't even know if you know where you're going. No destination, you just keep. Hard to stop about once it's out of control. And if you stop, who would you be? Just a ghost of a man without a single memory. And I can't even say if you know what you're doing. You don't question the way.
And then
Need to Get the Last of That Slide. Susanna Schoffel, and Keep on Moving from her 2017 album, Hello Goodbye. You also heard Andrew Troub from the Greyhounds on slide, J.J. Johnson from the Tedeschi Trucks Band on drums, and Brad Hauser from New Bohemians on bass. Susanna's name was inspired by the Leonard Cohen song Suzanne. She grew up in a really musical family. She's a paid performer by age 14, performing in R&B band Redheaded Stepchild and in clubs throughout Austin. She taught herself how to play guitar, and then she got into Bob Marley, and she ultimately developed kind of a style that's kind of a pop and soul and jazz and world elements in there. She also was a candidate on The Voice and did rather well. Four records out and some songwriting awards to her credit thus far. Before Susanna, we heard Malford Milligan with Shake 'Em On Down from his album Sweet Cherry Soul. It's filled with blues and soul. And I think you also heard Jeff Plankenhorde on slide on that one. He's raised in Elgin and Lubbock, and then he moved to Austin, where he dropped out of UT to, he did music. That's all he needed to do. He's lead singer with the band Storyville, not the coffee shops here in Seattle, but instead the band Storyville. More recently, he's been singing with a Southern Aces band. He's won 8 Austin Music Awards for Best Vocalist. We are going to go out the door tonight of the Sound of Austin edition, Boogie Back to Texas, with Austinite Guy Forsyth. He's kind of a solo artist, but he's one of the co-founders of the Asylum Street Spankers. He's a hell of a guitar player and steel player, as well as a harp, and you're going to hear them all on this song. A little bit of a protest song of sorts called 105. Guy Forsyth on The Voice of Vashon.
At 9 a.m. it was 105, and I went looking for a place to hide. I went down to the edge of town, down to the riverside. I got down to the riverside. There was a man in a coat and tie, even though it was 105. Behind the brand new 10-foot barbed wire fence, his attorney by his side. And he said, this river is spoken for, this river is spoken for, this river don't belong to you no more. So I went back to my old neighborhood. There was a hole in the ground where my house once stood. A 10-ton truck, a jackhammer crew, and a pile of splintered wood. And sure enough, there he stood, that man in a coat and tie, even though it was 105. He said, on these remains, we're gonna build 10 lanes, a big box on each side. And he said, this land is spoken for, this land is spoken for, this land don't belong to you no more. It was 110, and I didn't want to see that man again, so I curled up and died. And when I got to St. Peter's gates, guess who was by his side? That man in a coat and tie. There was a padlock on the promised land, water cash in St. Peter's hand as he waved goodbye. Your wings are spoken for, your wings are spoken for, you don't belong anymore. So I turned around and I went back down to where the river drained through a hole in the ground. I got my own little tire on the lake of fire.
least I could call it mine. At 9 a.m. it was 199.
Guy Forsythe on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.